Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Wednesday at 4:30, we have a segment called Broad Appeal. I talk to women, candidates, elected officials, activists, and organizers about their efforts to make their communities stronger, more resilient, and overall more healthy. We've got a candidate with us this Wednesday right now. Her name's Sasha Ripley. She is running for the state Senate seat in District 13, covering Marquette County, Green Lake, Dodge. I'm forgetting another county that you cover as well, am I not?
Yes, so we, all of Marquette, all of Green Lake, most of Dodge, a small portion of Jefferson, a small part of Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and also Adams.
Wow. You're going to be busy driving around, yes, visiting all of your hopefully constituents. Yes. Before we went to break, you and I were talking about housing. You mentioned that you wanted to make a couple of other points before we talked about your experience in education. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Yes, it is so important, both for the price of houses, you know, to purchase a house, but also rental properties, to increase supply. Wisconsin, along with many parts of the country, but Wisconsin is so behind on housing. We need a huge amount of houses built. We need so many houses built. We need to increase supply. I would like to see something similar to, say, USDA direct loans, construction loans, which don't work for USDA construction. It would need to be changed. But my idea is that I would like to see very, very low interest loans to construct houses for new construction, modest, affordable, single family homes, with low interest rates, sponsored by the state, to get houses built. Because right now they're doing some things like, you know, changes in zoning and some things like that. And that's fine and it's helpful, but is it really going to build 200,000 houses if you make some changes in zoning? Sometimes I feel like, you know, they say, yes, we're doing all these policies, you know, for affordable housing, but is it just to say that they're doing something, or is it really something that's going to make a difference? So that is something that I would really like to see. I know that, I mean, vouchers, down payment assistance, those things are helpful, but if you really think about it, unless we start building homes, it just increases the price.
Yeah.
Of the few homes there are.
We need, like, it's sort of an all of the above approach. It's going to require looking carefully at zoning, especially for multifamily unit dwellings. There are never enough of those. It's going to take jurisdictions looking at landlord discrimination. There's a lot of discrimination that's going on.
Yes.
It's going to take looking at, of course, the supply end problem and the pipeline and trying to expedite that. And especially a focus on, hey, why aren't we seeing new construction for entry-level home purchases, right? Mm-hmm. That you mentioned, you hit this really hard, and this is so important. You see a lot of construction of the McMansion 500-plus, 400-plus thousand. That is not a freaking entry-level home for people. We've got to make housing affordable. We need a much greater concentration of new housing starts in that range of 300 and less. And frankly, the private equity companies snapping up all of this stuff all over the place ain't helping this one little bit. I am so impressed, Sasha, by your insights that are specific on this these big range of issues. And I'm especially impressed, and I think it's so inspirational, that you have spent parts of your professional life helping people get their GEDs or high school equivalency. And I wanted you to share some of the experiences that you've had trying to help people navigate the educational system.
Thank you so much. Yes, I find teaching GED so rewarding, so fulfilling. I spent some time under a federal grant for a high school alternative school. This was many, many years ago, but I taught students who had been expelled, or maybe they were sick and couldn't go to school, or they were suspended, or they quit, or they were pregnant and didn't, you know, just weren't able to go to school full time. And then I have been teaching GED and HSAD classes to low-income adults for Sauk County. A lot of them have been incarcerated or they are incarcerated. Also in sometimes in drug treatment programs. And it's just so important for people's future to at least be able to have a high school diploma.
I applaud that. I applaud you for doing that. There's sort of a construct that I refer to frequently. If you come from a family of great means and you do well and you go to college and you get your degree and that's, good on you. But basically, I'm going to give you a C. You had every advantage. Your parents paid the bill for your college education. You get a C. For people that face these kinds of obstacles to getting their GED, getting their high school equivalency, whether that was a period of incarceration, access, homelessness, which we've been talking about, when folks like that are able to persevere and attain education like their GED or high school equivalents, or Sasha, like you did, working as a single mom to get your college diploma over 8 years, folks like you and the people that you've helped achieve that hallmark in their lives, folks like you get an A plus in my book because you had so many more obstacles in front of you. We're going to have to leave it there. Big, big congrats to Sasha Ripley for her candidacy for the State Senate District 13 seat. Find out more about her and her platform at ripley4wisconsin.com. When we come back, I'm talking to Amanda Martinez and William Park Sutherland, both of Kids Forward. We talk about the emergency food assistance crisis that is looming here in the state of Wisconsin and beyond. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.